Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
I've never been on live television before, but apparently sometimes I don't watch the news.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Sprague.
Because I'm a kid, and apparently Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
The Fan.
I can't keep on losing you.
All right, welcome into hour number three of this Hot Corner edition of Dirt and Sprague. I am Patrick Harris. That's me. That's Joe Fisher, the third to my left.
We have to do a third hour?
We have to do a third hour.
I'm not used to this.
I know. We don't even get paid for this.
What?
No. There was a clerical error. They're probably going to fix the glitch on us real soon.
I'm going to talk to my agent after the show.
Yeah, I should get an agent. Right now, it's just me.
Yeah, just what is it? Russell Okung, wasn't he his own agent? Then he got his NFL contract to be all Bitcoin. Worked out pretty well.
Hey,
in
that's
his favor.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Worked out pretty well.
You could be Ace Bailey, and your agent is like a convicted felon that's like not allowed near NBA rooms.
Former AAU coach. Just saying.
Nothing shady about that. Nothing shady.
You'll be fine.
Mail sack coming up in about 15 minutes. So get your questions in 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. Also over on YouTube. We were talking about Paolo Banchero to start the show and his new ginormous contract that he signed. And that led us to kind of start thinking about the value of players, the value of draft, add in this Drew Holiday news of no second round picks going. I was looking at the 2022 draft. What?
Oh, I was just waiting.
You're
for
looking
it.
At
I
me
was
like,
does it suck? Like
the 2022 draft?
Outside of one and two?
No, it doesn't suck.
And I
suck.
Guess three.
I mean, it doesn't really suck. But it's like these are the guys, like these guys are starting to get paid now. These guys are starting to win NBA titles.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Paolo Banchero.
Chet's got to be next year soon.
Chet's got a title.
Yeah.
Jalen Williams has got a title. Shaedon Sharpe has a title.
Okay. That's not necessary. Yet.
Benny Mathurin.
He got close.
He got close. So this 2022 class is really starting to come around, which is exciting to watch, especially if you are a Blazer fan. But then as you scroll down, second round, how valuable are these second round picks? There's Andrew Nembhard.
Yeah, he was the first pick of the second
round. 2022.
Looking right there. Yep.
Scrolling, and I'm done.
Oh, there's Bryce McGowan's former Blazer.
How could we let him go? How did we let him walk for free?
There's Jabari Walker.
We didn't re-sign Jabari Walker. And that brings us to this question. As the Blazers, due to some medical things that came back on Drew Holiday? Did not have to give up those second round picks?
Medical things that weren't concerning enough for them to completely negate the trade, but I guess enough for them to not give up two second round picks.
And which leads us to this question of how valuable are these second round picks? Now, it's so easy to go back through and Draymond Green's the second round pick and Nikola Jokic's the second round. I get it. But you got to get pretty lucky. Is there really research involved in getting a future all-NBA player from the second round? No, it's luck, right? Situation, coaching, where they came from. Give me Draymond Green, a four-year starter at Michigan State. Yeah, there's a good chance he might be a good little ball player.
Yes, I think
dynamite drop in Joe.
Yeah, sorry, I was wait. I thought you were going to keep going there. I love that, and I know I do this. We all do this. We try to minimize like the job of the GM. Like,
right.
Yeah, there's no
anybody can do that. Just, I'm going to clearly take a Paolo Banchero number one.
They're shooting in the dark. They're just throwing a dart at a dartboard and just hoping that they get some. They're doing their research.
Zach Collins is the pillar of this organization.
They're scouting a lot of these guys, whether they bring them in for workouts or have interviews with them. I mean, that might not even happen, but right. they've got tape on every single guy that is in this draft process.
And let's not forget their jobs are on the line.
Yes.
Like, you don't just shoot blanks.
But has any GM ever in the history of the NBA been like, listen, we gotta let you go, you just haven't been hitting on your second round picks? Listen, you
got SGA, you got Chet Holmgren, you got Jalen Williams, but I mean, like,
we just really
outside
thought,
of Lou Dort, what do you got, dude?
We are very upset that CJ Ellaby did not turn into something.
Guns,
yeah, that's why I said it. Did not turn into an integral part of this team. And so, sorry, but we got to let you go.
You got a lottery pick that doesn't hit, and yeah, we'll bounce you.
Yeah, if you have a few of those, then yeah, exactly. Then you're definitely on the chopping block.
How but, anybody has a job in Charlotte is beyond my imagination.
But the... I brought this up to you yesterday because depending on which Reddit board or which group of people I tune into on this, when the second round picks were attached to this trade, there was a few people out there, whether they're fans or, you know, media people or whatever, that were saying, like, the fact that we have to add two second round picks to this, I am just not happy about that at all. And my part was like, I guarantee in 2030, in 20 and 31, when those second round picks actually are made, those picks will be on their fourth or fifth team by then.
Yes. Boston won't have them. Hell, the Blazers will probably have two picks. One of them will probably be one of those back to them.
Yeah. It'll be like, wait, wasn't this our original second round? Oh, well, all right. I guess, yeah, we'll take it back.
When you got to get seven teams together to facilitate a trade from Kevin Durant to one team and
the most
like,
underwhelming seven team trade of all
the
time.
The players that Houston gave up for Kevin Durant went to Phoenix and Durant went to Houston, but you needed five other teams to make this happen. That goes to show you nobody cares. It's like, let's clear a little cap space. I will give you a draft pick in 7 years to clear some draft space. Oh, and pick up this player that you're going to buy out. Done. Cool. Got it.
I just, the second round picks to me, it is such a crapshoot. It is such like, sure, there might be steals, but nobody has ever said as a second round pick has happened, that dude's going to be a star. It always happens a couple years after we're like, dude, that guy was a second round pick, and he actually ended up turning to be a really good player.
And a lot of times they're a really good player for like 4 years. Isaiah Thomas out of UW,
yeah,
he was the last pick in the draft, and he was good for a couple years.
But I just literally read two completely different like mindsets and feelings on these second round picks yesterday. I read some from Blazer fans that were like, thank God, we should not be giving up draft assets like that. I thought
Drew
it was
Holiday's
unacceptable.
Old. This shouldn't be okay.
And then like a few hours later, I'm reading about it somewhere else and people are like, dude, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm right, like,
I look at it this way. I think Drew Holiday is a wonderful player. I'm excited. I hope he stays in Portland. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch him play.
I think him and his family are going to absolutely love Portland. Once they get here and spend more time, I think they're going to love this.
I think they will, and I'm going to like watching Drew Holiday. I'm with you that I don't really care about second round picks, but it makes me feel a little better about that trade, though.
Sure, dude. Sure. And listen.
But I'm not like, bam, now we're talking. Again, that was the deal we needed.
Well, and this is where I go back to like, I'm doing it right now, is that I'm minimizing the role of a general manager in the NBA draft process. To me, I'm just like, dude, these are second round picks in 2030 and 2031. Like, yes. Who effing cares?
Right.
But a GM is like, those are assets. If we can have as many draft picks, first round,
because
second round.
Desmond Bane costs 4 first round picks.
It doesn't matter.
Well, they help facilitate deals getting done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where, again, I'm saying, like, to us, it's like, all right, second round draft picks, like, who cares about the player that
comes
out of that?
The other thing I will say.
But it makes things happen.
The further you go down, now that we have this established NIL, more players we're seeing are going to stay in school longer.
Yeah.
You might be there. Now we might see trickle down effects where maybe the back end of the first round and even the start of the second round is more valuable because you're getting experienced, quality player. You're not taking flyers necessarily.
Like Jace Richardson is a great pick late in the first round, I think, because he played.
I think second round picks moving forward. And if the proliferation of injuries to key players continues, the ability to find somebody that can, you're not going to replace, guys that are making max and those sorts of things. But if you can find guys that can perform a function at an NBA level, whether it's shooting, whether it's defense, whether it's rebounding, whatever the case may be, you want those guys on the back end to be able to do something at a high, one skill. Mm-mm. Your special players, they can do everything.
Right. But you're a defensive specialist,
one thing you can do at a quality NBA level to help a good NBA team, and that's that. Those picks are going to become more valuable. Is it the end-all, be-all? Is, 2 picks to get Drew Holiday, get rid of that contract, and move on? No, but the fact you didn't have to give him up, now you can facilitate something else.
I like where you're going with that. I do think,
especially if you can move Jeremy Grant later at some point, and you need to pull some things.
You'll get a bunch of second round picks for that,
or you have to give up also a few second round picks, including Jeremy Grant.
I like where you're heading on that, because I think the game would be so much better if the end of the first round was kind of like the end of the first round of the NFL, of like, we're expecting you to play. Because it's like, you hear about SGA and Halliburton and guys that go in the mid, 15-ish area. But I would love to see a guy that goes 30th, and we're expecting you to have good minutes off the bench, if not be a starter. To where right now it feels like once you hit the 20th pick, everything else is a pull and pray, or like a house money situation.
Yeah, if you can be a decent role player.
Yes, something instantly, an impact instantly. That's where I do think that NIL will come in and be special.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting of what side of the fence that, other people fell on with these second round picks.
Oh, man.
Because I was just like, dude, if it was a second round pick, maybe like in the next year, like 2 of them next year that we had, and now we have 0 second round picks. I'm like, okay, that kind of sucks. But I was like, in 2030 and 2031, I was like, these second round picks aren't going to even belong to Boston by then.
Yeah, I also think it's a little bit of the entertainment factor when you watch a draft. Like, I'm a casual NBA fan, and I root for the Blazers because I grew up here. But it's like, you watch the NBA draft, and I watch it because I'm a sports junkie, and I was doing some shows at the time, so I needed to do like research and stuff like that. But you get kind of bummed out that your team's not drafted in the second round. So I wonder if that plays a part of it too, that it's just like, you just want to be a part of the festivities, even though you realize it's a really mediocre party and the cool kids were already gone in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, the reaction by some people on that, Simons with those second round picks, I was just like, am I the crazy one here?
Am I nuts? No. Is it me? Am I crazy?
But I get it totally about like, those are assets. Like, every player, every draft pick that you have, every trade exception that is on the books.
There's only 2 rounds, too. So there aren't a ton of assets to have.
I get it. I get it.
All right. This is your last chance for the mail sack. 503-864-6326. Get those in, plus the YouTube page, and we'll get to the mail sack next. Dirt and Sprague, 1080 The Fan.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What it is, ain't exactly
I am 1080 The Fan.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
All right, this is everybody's favorite mail sack. We do it every single Tuesday at 8:15.
Dear God, Schultzy.
Filling in for the boys.
You filthy, filthy boy.
We're on vacation right now. Without further ado, Joe, you've been keeping track of the mail sack. What you got, brother?
Let's go here. Would you rather be a contestant on Love Island, exposed as a cheater on Jerry Springer, or voted off first on Survivor?
If this is Mary F. Kill is the being exposed as a cheater.
Yeah, no, we're staying far away
from
Springer.
Staying far away from
Aren't
that.
Those things staged though? Like, isn't there, like,
if I was
those...
like an up and coming soap opera actor, yeah, I would take the Jerry Springer. Right. Like, if I was really trying to get
on
Days of
Our Lives.
If I was
actually
going to
be on Love Island and I looked like somebody that could be on Love Island, give me that gig.
Totally, dude. The answer is Love
Island. I don't care what. Yeah.
I think Survivor would be the most fun. But
no,
I think
the Jerry Springer would be the most fun.
I think getting voted off the island first, you've
walking
been there for like
there,
2 days.
On stage, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, you all suck. Boo. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm the man.
I had sex with your mom last night.
I'm going Love Island.
I think it's got to be Love Island. I think the boom.
Until I end up as, because the way that show works is that people match up.
Yeah.
And there are some people that are like left out. So
you're just solo?
Yes.
This is like the mad real world in the corner crying.
And then you can get voted out. You can get kicked off the island. And so
but I think your opportunity, the chance for you to
at least
quote,
one
unquote,
person
succeed on Love Island is
they should do
high.
That. They should do that on Love
Free
Island.
Free alcohol, hot people everywhere.
But just
like,
one...
what if you swing both sides, dude? Then you're in like definite heaven.
Imagine if
a bunch
like,
of chiseled dudes and talented women. That sounds dope.
Imagine they threw in just one schlub in there, but he was super funny.
It's like what people talk about, like when you do the Olympics, I need to see an average person just to know where I stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if I'm on Love Island and I've, you know, stolen the girl from the chiseled black man who looks like he's in Old Spice commercials.
Yes. Yeah. And then
back home, they're like, I love Pete Harris. That's my guy.
We need at least one dad bod on there for sure. And he has to be funny because that's the thing.
Oh, you have to be funny.
They got
to
be funny. They got to have the confidence. Look, because that's what gets the hot. We've all seen it. We're like, how did that dude land her? It's because they're funny and they got confidence.
They recognize the hotness, but they're not overwhelmed by the hotness.
Yes.
They're not just saps.
Yeah.
My wife is gorgeous, and it is not because I am rich or extremely good looking.
It's because you are a good baseball mind.
Great baseball mind.
Yes, yes.
I can tell you all about Bob Gibson in the 68 World Series. That really gets him going.
this one, I saw this one in the last segment, and I started laughing mid-segment. I had to reel it in.
Is this what threw me off?
No, this question I'm about to read. If one of the 1080 the Fan on-air hosts died, how long would you wait before you tell Dusty I'd like to apply for that position? I'm trying to think of people in the building, and like for me, I feel like it's like when this whole midday thing was happening, it was one of those like, all right, I don't think I need to say that I'm interested in the midday show.
I waited like 48 hours. I like waited till somebody said, hey, I applied for that job. I was like, sweet.
Yeah, I think
good for you, man. Go for it.
I don't think I told anyone. I just put in the application, and that was it.
Well, I was making a terrible joke the other day.
I think if someone is trying to revive the body, Schultz is like, oh my god, I hope it's okay. By the way, if he doesn't pull through on this,
Schultz is the first one, without a doubt.
if he doesn't pull through,
I felt bad. I had this combo the other day with some friends. As a Liverpool supporter, we lost Diego Jota in this tragic, tragic death. Him and his brother crashed his Lamborghini and burst into flames and he died. And this was about, a week ago now, something like that, 5 days ago? And yesterday I went, is it too soon to worry about striker depth for Liverpool coming into the season?
Yes.
Yes,
I think it is a little too. Yeah.
So then if that's 5 days, do I got to wait 5 days to get Isaac Rob's job because he's dead? or does it depend on the person? If you're like, look, Brandon Sprague's a jerk. We're all glad he's gone. Can I have his job?
Listen, he's been holding that show down for years, all right?
We all know
this.
Dirt is the real talent there. Can this happen?
All right, this is getting pretty dark. What are your thoughts on full-grown adults taking their birthdays off from work? Fair or foul? Foul.
Absolutely foul. I haven't taken a day off work for my birthday in forever.
I understand if maybe like a trip has been planned months
in
advance.
That's different. If it's a milestone birthday, your 50th birthday and
I did
the
a show
family's...
with Danny Meringue on my 40th birthday and then flew to Vegas.
That's acceptable.
I went to work.
That's acceptable. It is up and it is good. It is it hit the chalk line. It is fair. If you are just in town
from A-Rod
and your birthday is on like a Tuesday and you don't like maybe you have dinner planned.
Take it off to hit happy hour with the boys at 3:00.
Yeah. But you're just taking the day off with no plans, but you're like, it's my birthday. I don't want to work today.
It's my birthday week. I take the whole week off.
We're not in kindergarten anymore. Like, we're not a child, okay? Pull up your bootstraps and get your ass to work.
Gotta bring cookies with no nuts for everyone in the class.
Last year, my birthday fell on a Sunday and the Hops were home, so I actually rented out one of the party spaces.
That's great.
They brought the mic down. I did the announcing from the party space with my party there.
By the seventh inning. Up to bat.
No, it was not Harry Doyle night.
Second baseman.
I keep suggesting Harry Doyle day, but that has not occurred yet.
Hey, where'd my whiskey go?
It was fun. It was a blast.
I didn't even know who's up. Go Hops.
I love that. Fourth inning here. Bottle of Jack Daniels. I like it when you can hear the tiki drink is empty and you can hear the.
I want to have a smashed Jason Swigert on the mic night. That's what I want at a Hops game. That's what you should do for your birthday next time.
Listen to the Hot Corner.
Hey, we only have one.
We only have one.
What was the other one here? A little sportsy here. Which Northwest college football team will have the biggest difference in record from last season? So I'm assuming the Washington schools, the Oregon schools.
The Idaho schools.
Yeah, go Vandals. Go Bengals. I would like to believe
What's your Cougs finish?
I was going to say, they were like 4-8 last year.
We lost 7 in a row.
Was it 4-8?
Yes. That the final sounds record? About right. Because we did not go bowling.
And who's the starting quarterback this year?
He's at Oklahoma.
Well, I know. I knew that he left.
I have not dove into college football yet. So I haven't looked at schedules because that's a big thing. If I were to be a betting man, it's not Oregon simply because they didn't lose to anyone.
Well, this could go either way.
Yeah. Oh, the biggest difference.
Yeah. The biggest difference.
No, definitely.
But Oregon's schedule is easier than it was.
No. I hate to say it, but if I had to choose one, I'll probably go with the Huskies.
That they're going to be better.
I think they'll have the bigger gap. Yeah. And I think they will be exponentially better.
They finished right at 500 last year.
I think so.
They could win 8 or 9 games.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at their schedule, though. So I don't know if they've got Wisconsin, Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State. You know, I don't know what their schedule looks like.
Pull this bad boy.
I'm about 3 weeks out from really diving into college football.
They get Ohio State at home on the 27th after their non-conference games.
That's going to be ugly.
They're at Michigan October 18th.
And I think that could go anyway because I have no idea what Michigan is going to look like.
They're at Wisconsin on Saturday, November 8th, and they end the season hosting the Ducks. Those are probably their 4 toughest games.
Can you go 9-4?
I think
8-4.
Yeah, I think it's either going to be Huskies by improvement. Quite honestly, I think it might be the Ducks by like.
But they were 6-7 last year. They lost to Louisville in the Sun Bowl.
You think the Ducks stumble that much?
Lose
3 games?
I am just very nervous about their offense because there is a lot of unproven pieces.
Wide receiver, O-line, who's
quarterback. Running back. Like literally,
you just named everybody on the offense?
Yes. I think that this is one of the most question mark offenses that the Ducks have had since Herbert's freshman year when they went 4-8.
But the defense is stacked.
That is not the thing I'm worried about.
So they're going to be in every game.
I trust Lanning.
You would trust that they'll figure out how to get the ball to the playmakers.
What'd your Beavs go last year?
They went like 6-6.
The Beavs went.
No. 5-7? 4-8?
See, they might be the same.
I thought they got. Where is it?
I'll tell you what. It's not going to be my Cougs, and here's why I can tell you that. If you had
5-7,
if you had the new Pac-12,
it could be the Beavs.
If you had the new Pac-12 aligned right now, Washington State has the 7th best recruiting class.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The back half of the Beavs schedule is quite manageable, but it's loaded the first 4 weeks. Cal, Fresno, at Texas Tech, at Oregon. So if they can weather that one and...
But you could also be 0-4.
You could be 0-4, and the question will be how beat up do they get, too? What's their depth like?
All right, let's do 2 quick ones. I want to bring attention to this.
Malik Murphy shows out. He's a stud. Yeah, they pull an upset somewhere, and here we go.
The Ducks.
That is very true. Can we get an update on Mike Lynch?
Yeah.
How he is doing as he takes a swing against ALS?
Yeah, I can give you a quick update on Mike. We were texting the other day. It was his birthday. He's a late July June birthday, excuse me. We were texting and Mike is all great spirits, you know, I mean, everything advanced real rapidly. And so, you know, he's got a lot of challenges, you know, but fortunately his wife is there to help him through all that, but he's in good spirits. He's in second place in one of my fantasy leagues with him. I asked him if he was going to play fantasy this year and he says, well, why wouldn't I smoke your ass every week? So it's like, oh, okay, well, there's the great Mike Lynch I know and love. Wow. Mike's doing all right. All things considered, Mike's doing okay, sometimes he can be a little hard to get a hold of, but all things considered, that makes sense.
Yeah, and honestly, like, God bless his wife. He met a great one.
Ashley's awesome.
I
love her.
Yes, I have met her, I think, once or twice, and yeah, she is awesome.
She's great.
And his GoFundMe is still up, so you can go ahead and still donate to that if you want. Literally, all you got to type in is Mike Lynch ALS GoFundMe, and it will be like the first link that pops up. So.
Yeah, so thanks for everybody out there for that. Appreciate you always asking, too.
And last one, because I feel like we would answer this pretty quickly.
Jordan Schultz is the first one if someone dies.
No. We already got already covered that. Would you go a year without sex or even seeing your wife naked if it means that your college football team wins a national championship?
So currently, and Wazoo wins a title? Just play things normal? I'm just joking.
Instinctively, instinctively, I said yes. And then I really thought about it. I'm like, dude, I can't go a week. Dude,
I don't care that much.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It also helps that, like, the only teams I have that have ever won anything are the Portland Timbers and Liverpool. So it's like, I'm used to all my teams sucking.
Yeah.
Like Cleveland? Yeah, we go to a World Series every 15 years. It's fun.
I am so desperate.
But we suck. We lose.
I am so desperate to have the feeling of my team
a true team
the championship in any sport.
Because, like, even if the Blazers won, like, I'm a Blazer fan, but I'm not, like, a diehard Blazer fan.
Oh, dude, trying to rank,
if the Cougs, if the Cougs went to a Rose Bowl, I would lose my GD mind, let alone winning a natty.
As far as the three teams, it would be hard for me.
I just want to go bowling.
It would be hard for me to rank out of the Cowboys, the Ducks, and the Blazers what I would want to see more.
I think you would be the most insufferable if the Cowboys won.
Oh, God. It would.
If the Ducks won, you'd be in brethren. You'd have camaraderie.
Oh, dude.
It would be a great thing for our station here. So it wouldn't be that terrible. Plus, Dirt would be way worse than you.
I would be the dude, if the Cowboys won a Super Bowl, which, you know, at this point, Godspeed on that.
I think the Tribe's got a better chance in a World Series.
When I really think about it, that would be the one that I think I would be the most happiest.
Yeah,
about.
And for me, it's Cleveland. It's if the Guardians win a World Series, it's the longest drought in Major League Baseball. Last time they won a World Series,
but going
Jackie Robinson was a sophomore.
Going a year without some skush,
no
or
way,
seeing
dude.
The wife.
No way, dude. My wife is hot.
Yeah, listen, man. I like that. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Even like 6 months.
Dude, well, 6 days.
Call me in 10 years. That might just be the norm.
That's the joke I was trying to make. What, you mean like normal? And I get a natty? Unfortunately, there's probably a lot of people out there that are like, yeah, all day, dude.
Yes.
That's just my day now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fresno State wins a natty? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm sure there, yeah. Some people with their schools that they went to, they're like, well, that's never going to happen. So, yes, I will take that.
All right, when we come back, Asante Samuel Jr. is a free agent. I think I know one place he's not going.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan text line 503-864-6326. Coming in hot on Isaac Robb.
Yeah, and I might be with Isaac on this one.
Let's face it, if you turn around and try and get Isaac spot 48 after he chokes on a tot, he'd probably like the hustle.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to read the other one.
No, I was going to let you do that.
Oh, Isaac Ropp once declared that if he could only have golf or sex for the rest of his life, he would take golf in a heartbeat. Listen, bud.
Listen, you guys.
Love my girlfriend.
You guys need to work on your relationships.
I don't know. I think I might have to talk to like a psychologist or something about this one. Because
I'm not with you on that.
Hey, a golf round lasts 5 hours. Sex, that's 5 minutes if I'm lucky. All right.
This is why.
If I had some, if I had some whiskey that night, it might go a little bit longer. But have you ever flushed
shorter and efficient or longer without the finish?
Have you ever felt the feeling of flushing your 5-iron on a long par 3 and just parking it within 10 feet of the hole?
Nope. Can't say I do. Man,
it's a top 5 feeling of all time.
You know what I think is a better feeling?
Piping a drive.
Oh.
Piping a drive, not piping your...
Show you a pipe.
Yeah. I might agree with Isaac Ropp on this one.
You all are crazy. I think you need better relationships with your wives.
Now, granted, I would have to pay for golf. Mm-hmm. I don't have to pay for sex as of right now.
Well, sometimes you do. Like, I got to buy groceries and gas. My wife needs a new car. Like,
yeah, there is a toll. There is a toll, yeah. I guess. Yes. Yeah. Emotional support, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Just different ways to classify the word prostitution.
Patrick, I'm telling you, I hit my 7-iron the other day on a par 3 that was like 165, 170-ish, and it was just, I compressed the hell out of that ball.
Absolutely not, Joe.
I needed a towel right after that. Clean me up.
Asante Samuel Jr. is a free agent looking for clubs, and his father, former Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion, Asante Samuel... I liked Asante Samuel as a player.
He was good.
He was really, really good.
Good little football player.
He went, this article calls it Scorched Earth on the Miami Dolphins for their lack of leadership. This stems from the trade of Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers, which I still don't understand that trade. You trade a corner for a safety, and now you need a corner. And the Steelers traded a corner or safety for a corner, and now they need a safety.
Yeah, that's how trades work. You lose a dude, but you pick up a dude, and now you're lacking at a position.
On the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast, Samuel says, quote, "The Dolphins had no reason to trade Jalen Ramsey other than they're sensitive. There's no leadership in the Dolphins organization. Mike McDaniel's a pushover. Chris Greer, the general manager, he has no backbone. These guys over here, the Miami Dolphins, they are running this team like a little league team. No one can stand up to the players. They are terrified of their own players, and they have no control over their players."
My God. What is this?
What did they do to you?
Yeah, what is
it? Last time I checked, the Patriots would smoke the Dolphins. There's no bad blood.
Is there some background with Asante Samuel Sr. and the Miami Dolphins during his playing career that that he wanted to go there and they didn't want to sign him, or against them, or my God, that is not one of those, like, listen, I somewhat agree as far as like the Miami Dolphins being a bad franchise, and they've had a couple good years recently, but
there's a lot of question marks. You know, we all question the money on Tua, if that's worth it, you know. But then Dave Hyde wrote, Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill consistently late for practice or meetings in a manner that set the culture of last year's Dolphins, collecting talent rather than building a team.
Well, and Mike McDaniel, I love Mike McDaniel.
I do too.
I think he's a great offensive mind.
I would like to have a beer with the fellow.
Yes, I would like to have several beers with him. He seems like a good hang. But I can totally see how he is a player's coach and just kind of is probably a pushover when it comes to some of the star players.
He shows
doing what
zero
they want.
Red ass to him, which is probably why I want to hang out with him.
My answer to that would be, who the F cares?
He definitely has those vibes. Very nonchalant attitude about him. But my God, I would be curious to see if there's some sort of background with Asante Samuel Sr. because who hurt you?
Well, and it's kind of like we were
on the doll.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. There's just no repercussions anymore. You're just like, they suck. Why? Oh, because I said so, and I don't like them.
Yeah,
fact.
I would like to know if it's maybe, I mean, something with a senior's past or with something where the Dolphins, not considering, like, maybe he really wants to go to Miami, Asante Samuel Sr., and the Dolphins don't want to sign Junior, and he's just like, you know what? Screw you guys. I never wanted to go to Miami anyways.
I'm going home.
Yeah, my God.
Jeez. All right, we come back. We'll wrap up shop here. Dirt and Sprague, 1080 The Fan. the good old Voldemort himself.
Those are some good ones.
I can't get rid of him, dude. I just can't get rid of him. They're too funny.
They're not touching the base.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't even have to touch it, to be honest with you.
One shining moment.
It's just too good. It's just too good. Fan text line, Joe Fisher is a Cowboys fan and can only last 5 minutes with a woman. That definitely tracks.
Hey! This guy doesn't like me. This 608 area code. We got major beef.
If piping a drive feels great, how does shanking one and breaking a car window at Eastmo?
Not great.
See, I'm with that. That would make me feel good. I mean, I'd feel terrible about the car being broken, but is that on me or is that on the course? Is that on them for parking there?
It's on me because it happened to me.
Oh,
do you not know this?
Yeah, that's a true story.
Oh, Joel.
True story.
Yes, this was 2020. I was getting back into golf because, obviously, COVID, one of the only things you could do. And I played with Dirt and Sprague, and we step up to the 10th tee, which was our first hole of the day. They had to start on the 10th.
Back. Okay.
And just slice that MF-er just right on the Bybee Boulevard. And it was like, oh, boy, that thing is – she gone. But, I mean, it was going to the street. And then I take my drop. We go and finish the first hole. We tee off on hole number 11. We start walking down the fairway. And then off in the distance come two golf carts pulling up to us, driving right towards us. And we're like, oh, God, what's this?
Hide the booze. Hide the booze.
Oh, I'll get there. And someone's like, hey, did someone just slice a ball off the last tee box on hole 10? And
not me.
Should have said that.
Not me. You got cameras. Well, Can't prove it.
The driver of the car was in one of those golf carts, and I hit her windshield with the golf ball. Luckily, she was driving like, I don't know, like
10 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it was a less expensive car, so.
It would scare the living S out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Even knowing I'm driving by a golf course.
So,
of course.
Still goes down as my most expensive golf round ever, and it's not because of the green fees.
You can't use car insurance on that?
No, because the deductibles are usually more, like, to replace the windshield, it was, like, just over 200. The deductible's probably 500 or something like that. Not worth it at that point. And then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, you can't have beer on the course. Can you dump that? I'm just like, dude, I need a beer at this point.
Kicking a man while he's down.
It was tough. And then Dirt and Sprague had me on the Daily Ticker the next day to talk about it, and I cursed over the phone. So that happened, too. So
damn, Joe.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind 24 hours, But hey.
Did you get the dump button in?
Swagger.
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, come on. Consummate professional over there. It was not my finest 24 hours in golf. But, hey, I played at Eastmoreland recently with one Andy Dirt Johnson, and I redeemed myself somewhat.
That's why you're willing to give up sex.
Yeah, because I can actually...
You've mastered sex, but you're not there with golf yet.
Oh, yeah. I am a sex god. I do not need that anymore.
Love Island I watch for training
I've just done
purposes.
Everything that I possibly could. That there's no need for it.
No more tricks to learn.
Yeah, exactly. But as far as golf goes, still plenty of golf courses to play.
Does sex get into your head like golf does?
No. You should see me over a 5-foot putt right now. Because I am an absolute mental mess.
I had no idea where you're going with that. A 5-foot. I was like, what? Say it. No. Say something.
No. My short putting game right now
is so bad that you're just.
I'm listening to audiobooks for God's sakes. All right.
Tell the yips.
Audiobooks on golf.
Just way
or just
overthinking
like
it.
Audiobooks on The male whale travels through the ocean.
Oh no, audiobooks on putting. Of miles. I listened to a Putting Out of Your Mind. Audiobook. Yesterday.
I like the idea that you are listening to audiobooks calming you so you can hit the 5-foot putt.
Yeah,
talking to you about how like honey is made, you know. The bees harvest and they fly back like David Attenborough.
No, I got to free my mind, man.
That could free your mind though.
Yeah. Those 3 to 6 footers right now are just absolutely killing me. It is just Dirt saw it firsthand. He saw my 93. It could have been an 88 if I was able to sink some GD putts.
Shot a 93
at Eastmoreland. Yeah.
Dang.
I shot a 90 the other day at Cross Creek in Dallas. Shout out to Cross Creek. But the putting was atrocious, man. It drove me nuts. That's why I'm listening to audiobooks now.
I feel like putting would be the only thing I am okay at.
See, and that's the thing is
because I worry about drive like that. That swing back, that I have zero form. I've never golfed.
Well,
so I'm going to learn how to golf in the next year.
And this is what the audio, the book I was listening to was kind of talking is like putting is like one of the first things that we do as a kid getting into golf. You go to play mini putt. You know kind of what to do. It's like
dude, I had
just
steak
hit
burger
the ball
and
goes, goes towards the hole. Like, bam, it's like it should be the easiest thing that you do and just don't think about it. I'm getting way too in my head over here.
You got to let that go, Joe.
Yeah.
You got to let that go, man.
Yeah.
Should I be worried about you?
Potentially.
How do I go about learning how to golf, guys? I'm 40, unathletic, and kind of tubby.
Well, it sounds like you're in your prime then to learn about golf.
Get lessons. Don't try to... Not at this point. Not if you really want to do it.
But again, that's the thing. It's like, if you want to learn how to golf, prepare to dedicate a lot of time into learning how to golf. It's not one of those like, oh, go out once a month.
I don't want to spend the money. That's my thing.
Yeah, well, then have fun not golfing.
We're putt-putt for life then.
Yeah, dude. Putt, hey, be a competitive putt-putt player. There's a lucrative lifestyle.
Is there a competitive putt-putt? I did watch some competitive cornhole the other day.
Competitive anything at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for us. Big shout out to Andy and Brandon for giving the reins to us on this day. Joe, you'll be back tomorrow.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. Thank you, Swag, as always. Great show. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. Colin is next.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.